Phoenix's Urban Heat Island and Tree and Shade Subcommittee has finalized its list of recommendations aimed at helping the city implement its Tree and Shade Master Plan, which was approved in 2010. That plan calls for a quarter of the city to be under shade by 2030, but has largely not yet been implemented. The city's Environmental Quality and Sustainability Commission has signed off on the recommendations, and they could go before the city council in the next month or two. Among the recommendations, new city positions dedicated to tree shade, making sure to plant trees near areas with heavy pedestrian traffic and public transit, and a preference for tree shade over built shade. Sarah Porter joins me to talk more about this. She's the subcommittee's co-chair. And Sarah, what to you are the key recommendations here?
There are two, to me, most important parts of our recommendation. And the first part is that we are asking the city council to approve the creation of a new position in the city. We called it tree administrator. And this would be a person who's in charge of working across departments, working with community groups, with neighborhoods, with donors of trees, to make sure that we're taking advantage of every opportunity to create more shade and help cool the city off. The other important part of our recommendation is that we also have asked council to establish a tree committee or tree and shade committee that would help oversee Phoenix's progress toward the tree and shade master plan goals. And we have a lot of work to do to get there. We've also learned a lot since 2010 about how to get there, the right kinds of trees to put in certain places, the capacity of different organizations to help get the city there. So we need both the person whose job it is to get it done, and we need the standing committee to hold that individual accountable for getting there.
It seems as though there has been a fair amount of frustration among some city residents that once that master plan was adopted, it just kind of sat there collecting dust and didn't really produce much. Are you optimistic now that you have come forward with these recommendations and with some of these recommendations that the city can actually make this happen?
Yeah, I think that frustration is understandable. But to our subcommittee, having someone in charge of getting it done emerged as the key issue here. If it's nobody's job to get some big lofty plan done, then it probably won't get done.
One of the other recommendations calls for the city to continue planting trees into the future. In order to get to that goal of 25% of the city under shade by 2030, how much can the city do? How much are you relying on individuals or commercial entities or developers or sort of non-municipal entities?
Yeah. We really can't expect the city of Phoenix to accomplish the 25% goal simply by planting trees on city-managed or city-owned property. It's very important that private citizens and landowners work together to create more shade for the city of Phoenix. But having a person in the city in charge and being somebody who's championing planting trees, that will be a huge help in getting us to the goal.
So what's the next step here?
The next step for our process is that the Environmental Quality and Sustainability Commission has voted in favor of the recommendation, and we developed this recommendation at the request of the City Council. So our recommendation will go up to Council. We're coming up pretty soon on the City of Phoenix budgeting process, and I really hope that we can find our way to including a tree administrator as a line item in the budget. To me, that is the next step.
Well, I'm curious about that because obviously some of the things that you recommend have a cost associated with them, be it new positions or buying trees, or there might need to be some water infrastructure in terms of drainage or watering the trees. Are you hopeful and optimistic that the city will come up with the money to do some or all of the things in here?
Yeah, I'm really hopeful. The tree administrator will probably be able to leverage opportunities to receive private funding for much of what the recommendation asks for. There are utilities and other organizations that are looking for opportunities to plant trees, but they need someone to help coordinate the gift that they want to make with the communities that want to receive those gifts. And so a tree administrator will actually probably be a modest investment by the city that would be leveraged very highly in terms of accomplishing much of the tree and shade goal.
So when you think about Phoenix over the next decade or so, with the goal of, you know, having a quarter of it under shade, What pictures do you have in your mind of how the city might look differently, assuming that your recommendations are implemented?
Really, the change that I think we have to make is one about our culture. So instead of thinking about how it looks, think about how we think about trees. And a member of our commission, when we had our first meeting of the subcommittee, said we wouldn't let a property owner rip out a piece of physical infrastructure, constructed infrastructure, and make big modifications without getting approval from planning and zoning, and maybe some other kinds of approval. And so we're trying to encourage people to think of trees as a sort, not quite so hard as a building or hard infrastructure, but as a kind of infrastructure that's really fundamental to Phoenix's existence. Trees as a very important engine of cooling our really hot city. So when I think about it in the next 10 years or so, I hope that we have a big cultural shift to valuing trees, and having a tree administrator, having a standing committee to champion the idea of making Phoenix a shadier place, I think is very key to changing the way we think culturally as a city about trees.
All right. Sarah, thanks for coming in.
All right. Thank you.
Sarah Porter is co-chair of Phoenix's Urban Heat Island and Tree and Shade Subcommittee.